I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. The United States Supreme Court says same-sex marriages are legal nationwide, but marriage licenses aren't going out yet in Tuscaloosa County. Dozens of activists gathered outside the county courthouse to celebrate the decision, but inside the courthouse, clerks had no plans to begin issuing same-sex marriage licenses. Tuscaloosa County Probate Judge Harvey McCollum says he's following the law.
Once there's a ruling, it's not final. There is an appeal process for those that make, and until it becomes final, once that's done, we will comply with federal U.S. Supreme Court's ruling.
McCollum is stating that the Supreme Court gives the losing side 3 weeks to ask for reconsideration. The Human Rights Campaign says that any probate judge refusing to issue marriage licenses is in violation of federal law. Several other judges across Alabama are refusing to issue same-sex marriage licenses or any licenses at all. Same-sex couples in Alabama are welcoming today's Supreme Court decision. APR's Pat Duggins reports that includes the very first same-sex couple to get a marriage license in Tuscaloosa.
So it looks like we're staying married.
Wow.
Yeah, congratulations.
We really did it.
Angela Chanel got to deliver the news of today's Supreme Court decision to her partner of 20 years. Dawn Hicks was busy seeing a doctor at the VA Medical Center when word first broke. Chanel says one of the biggest victories from today's court action is that she can stand by Hicks during her medical treatment now, just like any other spouse.
It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what your belief system is. What matters is what the law allows.
Hicks and Chanel were married on Valentine's Day. They received Tuscaloosa County's first same-sex marriage license just before the state Supreme Court ordered probate judges to stop. Now these unions are legal nationwide. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
Parents have filed two lawsuits against a Montgomery daycare where health officials say nearly 90 children suffered suspected food poisoning this week. Court documents show the suits were filed within minutes of each other yesterday against Sunnyside Daycare. Narita Moore claims she went to pick up her 4-year-old son and 5-year-old daughter at Sunnyside on Tuesday and found them both ill. The suit claims the woman entered the facility to find sick children on the floor covered in vomit and excrement. Janelle Hamilton's suit says her son was among the sick. She claims two hospital emergency rooms treated so many sick children, they looked like war zones, and even the mayor visited. Now let's get the latest weather forecast from WVUA's Peter Crank.
More organized shower and thunderstorm activity returns to central Alabama late tonight into the morning hours on our Saturday. Temperatures cooling down into the lower 70s for us. Saturday we'll have plenty of showers and thunderstorms across the area with temperatures a bit cooler with highs only in the mid-80s. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.
91 degrees in Mobile, 97 in Florence, 79 in Huntsville, 82 in Jasper and Birmingham, 84 in Tuscaloosa, and 75 in both Selma and Montgomery. Reporting for Alabama Public Radio News, I'm Mackenzie Bates,